I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, August 11th. A controversial proposal for a new two-family home in a flood-prone area of Adams Shore in Quincy has been continued until November. The Zoning Board of Appeals yesterday agreed to delay taking a vote on the plan in order to gather more information. Resident Lone Doan wants to tear down a shed and put up the two-family house on Jewett Street. Conservation Commission approved the plan. However, opponents argue that the area already experiences severe flooding and heavy storms, and that the new house will make matters worse. The Zoning Board will take the matter up again on November 16th. 500 veterans living in Quincy have signed up to be recognized during the upcoming dedication ceremony of the new General's Bridge in Quincy Center. Mayor Thomas Koch is urging all veterans in Quincy to contact his office to be included in the September 11th ceremony. Veterans and active duty military members should call 617-376-1990 or email Mary Mulvey at mmulvey@quincyma.gov soon. A missing Randolph man has been known to frequent Quincy. Police are searching for 70-year-old Thomas Feely, who was last seen in his group home in Randolph last Friday morning. Feely reportedly suffers from psychosis and depression. He is described as a tall white male with gray hair and a thin build. Call Randolph or Quincy police if you have any information about his whereabouts. John Hamill of Braintree has won $15 million in the state lottery's Massachusetts Millionaires Club instant ticket game. 15 years ago, Hamill won $1 million in the Set for Life game. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 2 p.m. and Thursday at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, August 11th.